It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. Yes, indeed. She's got to look, and she's sitting right across from me here. Monica, how are you?
I am upright and doing good, Maynard.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Did you have a good New Year's Eve? You didn't get too wild and crazy or anything?
No.
Those days are done.
Those kind of days are done. It was pretty mellow. Okay. Yeah, and that's what I like.
I didn't make it till 11 myself.
No.
I think I went to bed about a quarter to 11. It's kind of pathetic, but that's the way it is nowadays.
So. I have to share something with you that I think is so cute. I think it's okay to say on the radio. My girlfriend heard it was a big thing that a lot of us people, we don't bring in the new year unless at 12, unless we've got up to go to the bathroom.
That's about it.
You know?
Yeah, right.
And it's like, that hit me this year, quarter to 12. I went, and then it was like, Monica, you can take in on the festivities. You know, it's just, there's nothing like listening to them say 10, when the ball drops
in New York. I used to try to stay awake just long enough to, you know, at least see the New York one drop.
Yep, I watched the whole New York one. It was wonderful.
But, I didn't quite make it, but that's the way it is. So, well, I hope everybody had a great New Year. And
yes.
Hope they have a
and
great
safe.
New Year.
And safe. That's all I care.
That's right. Yeah. Well, what do you have for us
bring
today?
Bring on 2026.
A lot of stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty
so
colorful.
That's what my hubby goes, geez, you bought a lot of stuff. You're bringing a lot of stuff. And I said, well, this is the time of year. We've made it through all our parties, thankful. We've made it through the gift giving. But I've been told by a lot of customers, Christmas is still going strong with other families are having it maybe this weekend.
Yeah, we got one more celebration coming up.
So there is more celebrations. So I felt like, oh, it's a need to still talk about some of my cozy stuff. And then there's a lot of peeps that are going on trips. A lot of people that I've talked to either going to Hawaii or Mexico. So I was going to talk a little about traveling.
Sounds like a good plan. It's 7 degrees out right
now. Yeah. Ooh, it's a little cold out. So for the colder, for us Minnesotans that are still battling the cold and maybe want a cute outfit to wear to the airport, this is what I recommend.
Okay, now remember you're on the radio too, so you got to describe it a little bit too here. What do you have there?
We've got a plaid jacket. It's tan. Excuse me, tan, gray, and cream with pockets. And it's got a cozy color block sweater underneath with navy, tan, and cream. I actually got this sweater, Maynard. It is so cozy and cute. And look at how fun that would be just to put on and go to a party today.
There's got a few things going on there with the plaid and the stripes and everything.
Yes. But it all color coordinates.
Isn't that
cute?
I like it. Looks nice and warm, too.
And it's cozy. And you know what? A lot of times we don't want to take a coat to the airport. Shackets are the key.
And that's got kind of a fuzzy lining in there, too, doesn't
it? Sherpa lining.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, and it's really soft and cozy. And I think this would be fun to wear to the airport or to a game today or just anything. But it's just cozy and cute. And then we got another cozy one that you could put underneath the shacket. It's a light sky blue little zipper sweatshirt. Oh, I just love this sweatshirt. It's so cute. And what I love about it is it's cozy soft. It's really not that long once you put it on with jeans or navy pull-on pants or a pull-on jean. And I think it's cute. It's festive. And I had to pair it up with a little navy purse to go with. Give you a little Western vibe. But I just think it's just cute.
I like those kind of zigzag stitching on the seams.
Yeah,
cool.
Isn't that cute with just a little detailing
like
that?
That was on your other one that you had up there earlier, too.
This one has a little detailing on, too. This brand has a lot of cute little details, which makes it fun. And then, of course, we can't forget about the bottoms.
Got some jeans there.
Yeah, and these jeans, I got to tell you about them. They're considered boundless denim. So what that means is it feels like a sweatpant.
Got that stretchy waistband now.
Yep.
Good.
And they're showing these, a lot of tutorials online are showing sweatpants or jeans that are made out of like almost a pajama sweatpant material. I mean, those are cute and everything. I won't probably wear them in public to an airport because they are cracking down a little bit more on things that look like pajamas. But this is totally denim. Totally stretched denim.
With the bell bottoms.
With the bell bottoms.
Or flared. Flared.
Flare. Yeah, yeah, flare.
I still call them bell bottoms.
That's
a
okay.
I'm a child of the 60s.
So. Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, that's okay. But the deal is they're comfortable, and this boneless denim, if you've ever not had one of these, the waistband is so stretchy and comfy, and they're just cute. And these are sized like small through extra large, and I have a few of these on hand, too.
Okay. No, but we want to remind people that they can go to Monica Apparel and Accessory Facebook page because we are live streaming the.
Yes.
So if you want to see these things in addition to what we're telling you on the radio,
yeah.
There you go. Now, this is a nice blue one.
Yes. I think this is my favorite color in the whole world other than black. This is a blue abstract, and it's got blue. It's got that periwinkle blue, a light turquoise and white.
It's a long dress.
Reordered this for the people going on trips. Then I threw it with a little three-quarter sleeve sweater. This can be worn with a white sweater, a white jacket. It can be worn with denim. This is just a cute must-have for a trip.
And you Monica-ized it with a nice necklace.
I did. Yes. Thank you, Maynard. That is so good. Yep. I Monica-ized it with a little necklace. And you just can do so many things with this dress. And I love the ruffle neck. It's really kind of cute on. You know, it kind of covers into the neckline.
Reminds me of kind of a chain link pattern or something.
Maynard, yeah. You call that right good.
All right. Well, let's see. Now we got some jackets and things here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll show you some more cozies. Okay. But this is an item that a lot of my customers are familiar with, the linen jacket. And this was a new color called Emerald.
Very green.
Very green. But isn't it? It's just so cheerful on. And my mama always loved green. She just loved green and navy. So I just think of this as her outfit. She loved navy. Just loved navy and green and the blues. And I just think that with the three-quarter sleeve and the V-neck underneath this little jacket, it's just so cute. And the idea of all the colors in the top, you could wear it with white. You could wear it with navy. You could wear it with denim, and then I had to bring this cozy, comfortable, because if you're going on a trip, these little capri leggings are awesome because they're not tight on the legs. They're just more of a straight finish, and they're just so cozy and comfortable. Feel those.
Look very comfortable, yes.
Yes.
They are very soft and very stretchy.
Yes, and when you're going on a trip, it's really smart to bring mix and match stuff.
Yeah, and you don't bring quite so much stuff.
Yes, what a cute outfit this is, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm going into this You Fly marathon. It's really handy for me. I can pack people's clothes and still stay here and feel like I'm on the trip with them.
Wow, yeah. Do you feel warm then, like you're in Hawaii?
Yes, yes.
I could go for that.
Yes.
About this time last year, I guess I'd already come back from Florida, but
okay.
That was kind of nice. I'm thinking about that again.
Yeah, you know, if you can't go to Hawaii, Florida, they say, and San Diego is like the new Hawaii, but there's nothing like going to an island Hawaii.
Oh, now we've got a striped top here.
Yes, yeah, so
kind of
back
orange,
to matching
blue.
With everything. This has the colors of all the primary colors of orange, navy, green, and then it goes to a bright blue, periwinkle blue, and then a sky blue and a white. This, I just think, cheerfulness. I just think this is so cheerful and bright and cute. It looks good with denim. It would look good with those capri leggings. Here's me. I think when you go to somewhere tropical, you should wear... Oh, no. No, don't call me. Excuse me. I have to get rid of that.
Get rid of somebody there on the phone.
You know, they always want to call you when you're in a pickle.
That's right.
Or in doing other things. So, yeah, I just think this is just so festive and cute. And it would go back with that emerald jacket. It would go with white. It would go with bright blue. I just think when you're coordinating your things, coordinate your jackets with everything you wear, because when you're on a trip, really no one else knows you I mean, so you can wear things and you can mix and match. Don't overpack. It's just too much drama. If you have too much, it's just not easy to figure out what you're going to wear.
You can do so, like some people just put on several layers, wear several layers, you know, when you're on the plane.
Well, I was, this is what I was going to say about, thank you for saying that, Maynard Meyer, because guess what? This would be a cute airplane outfit, too, is this little vest number. It's a really cute
kind of a
vest.
Quilted material.
Yeah, and it's warm. It's called Walnut. And it's just, it's really cute. The hood removes. Maybe you'd remove it. Maybe you're not.
It's almost kind of a jungle print underneath there.
Yeah, in brown and cream. To be honest with you, I love this whole ensemble because it's cute, it's festive, and it would be so comfortable with jeans, or it'd be cute with khaki or cream or chocolate brown. This is festive. It's cozy. It's got a statement
necklace. Another cool
necklace.
Yep. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you have good taste in necklaces, Monica. You always have such nice, you know.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. You know, I think that's like, I always say to my customers, it's like when a guy wears a suit, he needs a tie to finish it most of the time.
Maybe a little handkerchief in the pocket.
Yes,
or something
yes.
to make it look like something other than just a suit.
And that's what this does to the outfit. It just finishes the outfit with a necklace. And I just, I love that. It has got lots of pockets. So, and when you're wherever you're going, let's face it, no matter if it's tropical or warm, you got cooler mornings, cooler evenings. So if you do have your cooler outfit, like you layer a lot for the plane, you can utilize that outfit for on the way home, and you can utilize it when you're there.
Okay.
So that's why I think packing cozies is wearing the cozies is about as best without packing something that's thicker.
And you mentioned there are a lot of pockets too. That's always nice to have. You know, I always like to have, you know.
Well, you could have some cash.
A pair of cargo shorts or what are they called or whatever.
Yeah, cargo shorts.
So you got your sunglasses. You got your phone. You got this. You got everything.
Anything that you can have, like even if it's, so if it's got the zippers like the vest does, you can throw your airplane ticket in one pocket. You don't have to have all this stuff.
Get your passport if you're going someplace else.
And they say when you're traveling, especially afar, you shouldn't open your purse so much. And I believe in that. Because if you open your purse, you know, there's items that can fall out or anything. So if you have a side pocket on your purse or anything that's zippered to have it closure, the less you open the purse, the better.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
You get a little lavender outfit
this,
or jacket. Huh?
Why do I love this? Because it's sweatshirt material.
Okay, looks soft. Looks
and
warm.
It's sized like a small, medium, or a large, extra large. And this is just cute. It's cozy. You can throw it on with jeans. You could layer it over a tunic. And then we put, like, I call it a Deb Meyer tank top underneath because she's so artistic. And I think of her all the time for clothes because she always dressed so cute. This little tank top underneath just to give it a little.
Kind of gold design.
Yeah, yep. And topaz, but it's just so cute on. And it's, and to me, when we're dressing cozier and warmer, even in the winter around here, it's fun to add a little color.
Right.
Otherwise, most of us wear like black or brown, which is just fine because, hey, I love black.
Well, Monica, we've got about a minute left here.
Oh, my gosh.
Time
to guess what,
Maynard?
It was just enough time to show you my other travel outfit. These are a straight leg with a raw edge in the washed out denim. And then this is so fun. It is still the linen jacket, only it's chambray. So feel how light that is, Maynard.
Oh, hardly has any weight to it at all.
Yes. This is the cat's meow when you're somewhere hot. If you put something like a chambray on, it is so comfortable. It's cute. I paired it up with a navy necklace with stones because that goes back with the other outfits. Paired it up with this sleeveless, well, it's actually a cap sleeve, sleeveless V-neck sweater. It's just so cute all together.
All right. Well, we better wrap her up here, Monica.
We did it, Maynard.
Your hours after the
yes.
Theater?
So sorry about the hat, but I don't want to get sick. I'm just recovering from a cold.
Got to wear a hat.
Excuse me. So I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Like me on Facebook. I'm glad we made it through the new year, and I'm looking forward to helping people in 2026 to make it even better.
All right, Monica, we'll see you again
Thank
next
you.
Time.
Thank you. Have a Bunton. Great day, and if you're bored or want to come shopping, I'll be there from 10 till 6 today and 10 to 5 tomorrow. Well, actually, I'm knocking off a little early tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you.
Thank you. Bye.